Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Menachas Peches, Menachas 88a, pagination is 175. We're going to be working on the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, about 12 lines from the bottom. But first, let's take a look at the statement of the Mishnah on the facing page, the first wide line. Sheva midos shalach hayu b'mikdash. There were 7 measures for liquids in the Beis HaMikdash in order to measure things out, like the oil. They had 7 different measures, measuring cups, and they are hin, that's a specific measure, vachatzi hin, or half of it, ushlishas hin, or a third of it, or revias hin, or a quarter of it. So far, really, we're all based on the name hin. And that measure had subdivisions of it in different measuring cups. Then there was lug. That's another measure. Vachatzi lug, and the half lug. Urevias lug, and the quarter lug. So for our purposes, the most important thing would simply to be to know the relationship between a hin and a lug, and if we could put a contemporary size on any of that, then we would be able to extrapolate all the other measures that were listed. So the lug is 1/12 of the hin. That means it takes 12 lugin to make one hin, hin being the big measure, and it takes 12 lug to equal that. This is similar to what we did in the previous session, where eifa is the big number. There's asiris o eifa, there's a tenth of an eifa, and we even brought it down to how many eggs are in the eifa and in the tenth of the eifa. So over here, the relationship between a lug and a hin is that it takes 12 lug to equal one hin. Also, for argument's sake, just to be able to process this, we'll follow one opinion, that the lug is approximately 12 fluid ounces. We're talking not about weight, we're talking about volume. These are volume-type measures. Sometimes people, when they're dealing with challah, they talk about pounds. It's not really about weight. You could know what the volume of a certain number of cups typically is in weight, and if it's easier for you to do it in weight, now that you know the correlation, that's fine. But really, it's not about weight. It's about volume. How much would it take to fill up the vessel? If a lug is 12 fluid ounces, then we take a look at the Mishnah revius lug, a quarter of a lug, that would be 4 ounces, according to such a calculation. That's really important, because revius lug is what we know as a revius in shorthand. We just call it revius, a quarter. Quarter of what? It's a quarter of a lug. And if a lug is 12 ounces, then a revius would be 4 ounces. That's the size of your Kiddush cup. That's the size that we work with when we talk about a bracha acharona being a kazayas or a revius. All of that is all playing in with these numbers. And again, if a person would have lug as a bigger number, then the revius obviously would be bigger because you're taking a quarter of the revius. There are those that place the lug, indeed, at something like 20 ounces, and therefore a quarter of it would be closer to 5 ounces. Another area to consider is the statement in Halacha, Gimel Lugin She'uvin Poslin B'Mikvah. 3 lug that are non-kosher mikvah water. You just take city water, you take a hose from something that was in a vessel, that was in a utensil already, and you just put it in the mikvah, that would invalidate the mikvah if it does not yet have its requisite 40 sa'ah of water beforehand. Once it has its 40 sa'ah, so you could add water to it, it's going to stay kosher. But until it's kosher, gimel lugin she'uvim poslin b'mikvah 3 lug. How much is 3 lug? So if we calculate the lug at 11 or 12 ounces and multiply it by 3, you're dealing with approximately 33 fluid ounces. And that's where the expression comes that about a liter of water would mess you up if it was in the mikvah before the kosher rainwater was introduced. And that's something we're very considerate of, because after you wash down a mikvah, cleaning it, the walls of the mikvah could have residual water. Some tile in the floor, if it's missing, could have water that gathered there. In fact, in some mikvahs, there's intentionally a tile missing, and that's where they put the hose for the filter to draw out the water. It becomes the lowest point in the mikvah. It becomes the point where the water gravitates to. It's an indentation. If you have too many of these spots in the mikvah, collectively, you might actually have a liter worth of water getting started. And that's why common practice is to dry the mikvah with towels before water is introduced, if you're looking to build the mikvah, construct the mikvah in specifically this way. There's another method called hashaka, which if you're relying on hashaka on its own, so you could fill totally with city water as long as it connects to a mikvah next to it that has the original kosher rainwater. So again, the statement of the Mishnah was, Sheva midos shalach hayu b'mikdash. There's 7 measures for liquids in the mikdash. There's hin, chatzi hin, shlishis ahin, revias ahin. And then there's lug, chatzi lug, and revias lug. And we said the relationship between lug and hin is that hin is bigger, and it takes 12 lug to make a hin. Revias lug is the measure we're most familiar with, and that's a quarter of a lug, and we place that at approximately 4 ounces. Let's move on to today's daf, Masnisin, at the bottom of the page. Revias mahaisa mishameshes, what was the purpose of the revias in the Beis HaMikdash? Revias mayim la mitzora, you needed a certain amount of water for the mitzora, or revias shemen le nazir, and a certain amount of oil for the nazir. Chatzi lug mahayim mishamesh, what was the chatzi lug about? Chatzi lug mayim le sota, you needed that amount of water for the sota. V'chatzi lug shemen l'toda, and a certain amount of oil for the toda. Uvelug, and with a lugim itself, hayamodid l'chol ha-menachos, that's how you measured for the menachos. Afila mincha shal samach yisora nosin la samach lug, even if a person vowed to bring a mincha of 60 yisoron, it's all based on one lug at a time. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, afilu mincha shel samach yisoron, even if it's 60 yisoron of flour, ein lo ela luga, it only gets one lug. Shenemar la mincha velug shemen, one lug of shemen, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The final part of the Mishnah, shisha la par, 6 lug for the bull, ve'arba lo ayil, and 4 for the ram, ushlosha la keves, and that gets 3. Shlosha umechza la menorah, probably the most interesting to us, is 3.5 lug for the menorah. Chatzi lug l'chol ner, each cup would get a chatzi lug, half a lug. And because there were seven receptacles, so if each one is getting half a lug, you needed 3.5 lug to fill up the menorah. According to the numbers that we suggested, that a revius lug, a quarter of a lug, would be 4 ounces, so a chatzi lug is 8 ounces. That means that each of the cups, according to such a calculation, was getting 8 ounces of oil. It would be interesting to know how big the wicks were, that 8 ounces of oil would typically be used up b'tekufas teves, during the long winter nights, and that the Ner Ma'aravi, as we mentioned in last session, burned longer, unusually so, but that the normal burning potential of the 8 ounces was for these long winter nights. It becomes very relevant when you think about Hanukkah, where sometimes people use very large receptacles and it burns for hours, and you could put in a smaller wick, a thicker wick, etc. There are a lot of variables as to how it would play itself out. But again, our Mishnah introduces the principles of basic measures for liquids in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Yosher Koach, thank you for joining.